Chapter 7. Even though Daring Do lived on the far reaches of Equestria, it hadn't taken long to travel from Cloudsdale because Rainbow Dash knew the way by heart. She'd been to visit her adventuring friend on more than one occasion. The airship swooped low over the familiar forest of treetops and bore left. A gust of fresh, piney air rushed through Rainbow Dash's mane. "Over there!" she called out to Solano, pointing to a clearing with a small cottage. The captain nodded in acknowledgement and steered to find a good place to land. Once they were finally on the ground, the pirates prepared to disembark. In the process, Mullet and Boyle got into a spat about who should get to carry the treasure map. The two of them were best friends, but often found silly ways to be competitive with each other. Boyle grunted, "It's my turn to hold the treasure map, just 'cause you're the first mate!"
"You'll rip it with your hook!"
Mullet sneered.
"Give it back!"
"Avast me, harpies!" Solano barked, snatching the map from their claws. "Rainbow Dash and I are going down there alone.
Aye, aye!"
They parroted in defeat and slumped off to go help Lix prepare dinner. Tonight's menu was going to be stew, thanks to Windy and Bo's generous supply of potatoes. Sunbird had to get peeling! Rainbow Dash led the way through the trees and into Daring Do's clearing.
"We should probably be extra polite, just to be safe," Rainbow Dash warned.
Captain Solano scrunched up her beak.
"Why?"
"It's a long story." Rainbow Dash could feel the nerves bubbling up. Was this a huge mistake? Daring Do was so private. Rainbow Dash didn't want to keep barging in on her at every opportunity, but she did really need her advice and expertise this one time. The rainbow-maned pony hesitantly knocked on the door. It immediately swung open, causing both Rainbow Dash and Captain Solano to jump in surprise. Daring Do was decked out in her adventure gear.
"Rainbow Dash!" Daring Do smiled. "How nice to see ya!"
"It is?" Rainbow Dash replied, completely relieved. "Okay, good, 'cause I wasn't sure if..."
"And you are?"
Daring Do interrupted as she sized up the captain and raised a suspicious brow. Her eyes darted to the captain's emerald peg leg and unusually large stature.
"Captain Solano of Orinthia and the open skies."
She took off her big brown pirate's hat and bent into a deep bow. "At your service."
"Ah, I see. Please come in, but don't touch anything."
Daring Do motioned for them to enter. Captain Solano wasted no time rushing inside. She thought she was being sneaky, but Rainbow Dash could tell that she was already reading all the plaques on the walls and the spines of the books.
"Rainbow Dash,"
Daring Do whispered once Solano was out of earshot,
"why do you bring one of the most untrustworthy rapscallions in all the kingdoms, a pirate, to my house?"
After Rainbow Dash had explained the situation, that the captain and her crew were her friends, not foes, Daring Do began to warm up to the idea of helping them. But she still seemed hesitant. She stared down at the scratchy map, which had been rolled out on her large wooden farm table and was being held down by tiny golden paperweights carved into the shapes of sphinxes.
"I've gone on treasure hunts near those regions before, and I must warn you, it will be dangerous."
Daring Do's face remained serious. "Are you sure you want to search for this alleged good fortune garnet, even though you aren't sure it exists?"
"I know it does. It has to." Captain Solano stood up. "The whole reason my crew and I got stuck working for the Storm King was because of a similar relic that we came across. The Misfortune Malachite. It brings bad luck to whoever possesses it."
Captain Solano watched as Daring Do's face changed.
"The garnet has to be its opposite, right?"
"Is that a thing?"
Rainbow Dash wondered aloud and took a sip from the goblet of apple cider Daring Do had offered to them as refreshment.
"I can't believe I'm saying this, but yes, the captain's logic is sound.
Daring Do nodded, thinking back to all the relics she'd encountered in her long career.
Oftentimes, a magical relic has a polar opposite with opposite properties. Just look at the doomed diadem of Zilati and the tiara of Teotlale. So the good fortune garnet is real? Rainbow Dash spat out her cider. This was some big news. She wondered what other stuff she'd heard about at school and written off as just a bedtime story. Then we have to find it, and I have to bring it back to Cloudsdale where it belongs.
Rainbow Dash's eyes met Solano's, and for a brief moment, they seemed to have a strange look to them. But it passed in a flash, and Rainbow Dash found herself wondering if she'd imagined it.
That's what I've been trying to tell you, Dash, Captain Solano smirked and gave her signature wink. You'll be a hero yet.
Daring Do shot Rainbow Dash a funny look, then turned back to the parrot.
Why are you so invested in Rainbow Dash becoming a hero, Solano?
Because she and her friends were the ones who helped my crew members break free from the shackles of the Storm King. If they hadn't shown up and reminded us who we were, we might still all be lugging bags of sand and Storm King merchandise across the skies.
The answer seemed to satisfy Daring Do well enough, which made Rainbow Dash glad. She knew that her old pal was suspicious of any creature and every creature. But this interrogation felt as if it was dragging on forever. And now that Rainbow Dash had some sort of tangible evidence that the Good Fortune Garnet was out there, just waiting to be rescued by her, she couldn't wait. They had to get this airship going immediately.
So, Daring Do, Rainbow Dash stood up. She lowered her head and raised her eyebrows. It was her best convincing some pony face. Are you with us? Do you have any information that can help us on our journey?
Well, I did have plans to go research the crystal sphere of Coom, but I do know something, or rather some pony, who can help you find the garnet,
Daring Do admitted.
All right, Rainbow Dash shouted as Captain Solano let out a whoop. So that means yes?
I'll help you, on one condition.
Daring Do looked directly at Captain Solano.
That if we do succeed in locating it, the Good Fortune Garnet goes directly back to Cloudsdale.
Psht! Rainbow Dash laughed and rolled her eyes. Where else would it go? Nowhere I can think of!
Solano chirped, her voice audibly higher than usual.
Now, are we ready or are we going to sit around chit-chatting about it all day? Come on!
And with that, the two ponies and the parrot captain were off to the ship to enjoy a dinner of pirate potato stew and a thrilling adventure searching for a priceless relic long lost.